The members of Ann Arbor-based band Hollow and Akimbo could be called production perfectionists. They released their first full album under a local label in February and even took the time to record their half of our interview from Ann Arbor. WMUK's Rebecca Thiel talked with Hollow and Akimbo's Brian Konacek and Jonathan Visker before their show at Taste of Kalamazoo tonight. Konacek says the band's name refers to their proud sound.
Akimbo, we're referencing, I think it means a few different things in different contexts, but the context we reference it in is sort of the position of having like your hips, your hands on your hips in like sort of a defiant, strong position, like no one's going to pass by you. And so for us, it relates to the music and the sort of more jagged post-punk aspects of the music and the strong kind of harder beats that we tend to go for.
On your EP, Singularity, you have the original song, but also four different remixes. You know, do you enjoy changing the feel of a song that you've created?
That EP was a remix by other artists who were given the chance to, you know, reinterpret the song, which is always interesting because you're just sending an artist who most times you've never met, and you don't have the opportunity to talk to them or anything. So you're really just, you're sending these basic files of the track that you recorded and that you put your heart into, your time and energy, and giving them a vocal and then giving them a drum track, and they're completely reimagining it and through their world and through their lens. It's always interesting to hear how other people approach what they hear and how they're able to arrange it.
This question is for Jonathan. In a previous interview, you said that you often start writing a song after hearing a bit of sound that's got something special about it. Can you kind of give an example of that?
I would be pretty confident that we could take any random small sound that someone might make in their kitchen or anything, just, you know, an interesting bowl getting hit with a spoon, and you can turn that into an entire song itself just by manipulating the audio. And so that's kind of what I mean, is just, you know, you live your life and you're surrounded by sound all of the time, and every once in a while something just catches your ears. Oh, that's special. Or especially once you become familiar with all the tools, you know, well, that doesn't sound that special like that, but it would sound really special through, you know, this warbly delay into reverb, into this, you know, phaser, whatever combination of things that you want to do. So that's sort of where that comes from. It's just living your life, hearing sounds, and always being tuned in to that a special sound can happen at any moment.
Is it hard to figure out when a song is done? You know, when you have all these tools at your disposal?
It can be. I think we're getting better at figuring out when they are done. I think the reason that we're getting better about it is that the more you realize how outside of your kind of hyper-focused studio environment, where you're putting every sound under the microscope and agonizing over every, you know, half second of music and what it all means and how it ties together, and then you take it out in the real world and you realize that it mostly just matters if the groove connects with people and the emotion is something that people are going to want to have you share with them. We've kind of come to realize that, you know, it's done when every time you put it on, you just feel good and get excited.